Today we are going to be learning Ois Aleph of this long Hadron, which begins the exploration of the first halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Sefer Yad HaChazakah the most famous words, which actually are the Rosh HaTevis of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which brings out, like the Friedrich Rebbe said, that he heard from the Rabbeim, that the Rambam was a Mekubal, and it's hinted throughout his Svarim. And he writes, Yesoid ha-yesoides v'amud ha-chochmes, which means the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of all wisdom, is that we have to know that there is a Motzoi Rishon, there is a first existence, v'umamtzi kol nimtza, and from him comes everything that exists. And everything that exists from Shemayim Va'aretz and in between, from heaven and earth, and anything in between, only comes Me'amitas Imotzoi, only comes from the true being, the Eibishter. Now, the Rebbe begins the exploration of these words with a Yesoid. And that Yesoid is that the Rambam writes in the beginning of his Sefer, the Sefer Yad HaChazakah, that his sefer is halachis halachis, which means that not 50% of what says in Yad HaChazakah are halachis, not 70%, not 80%, and not 95%. 100% of what's brought down in the Rambam is connected to the halacha. And with that yesoid, we have to approach everything in Rambam. So therefore, it's obviously important that we know that the foundation of the whole Torah and mitzvahs is the knowledge and belief in the Eibishter, and that the Eibishter is the first and only existence, not just the first, the one that was always existing, and that everything comes from Hashem. Obviously, that is very important for our emunah and for our faith and for our religion. But the question is, the Rambam is bringing this down as if this is nageya to halacha. What practical aspect of halacha necessitates, that makes it necessary that we should know that the knowledge that the Eibishter is the true and ultimate being is yesoid ha-yesoides v'amud ha-chochmas? Why is it important in halacha that we have to know how important this halacha is? So the Rebbe says, L'chayrev shaloimar, that maybe this yediyah also has nafkemina l'maisa. Why? Because a person is approaching limud ha-Torah. And when you want to know what to learn first, it's like building a building. What do you build first? You put down the foundations, because on the foundations is going to be built the rest of the building. So if so, maybe you can say that the Rambam is teaching us that if you want to begin learning Torah, first start with these inyanim that he explains, are yesoide yesoides v'amud ha-chochmes, being that these are the foundations of the rest of the Torah. So therefore, deal with that first and answer the issues and questions that come up regarding these halachas before you deal with other parts of Torah. Says the Rebbe, Aval Hezber Zeh Einoi Maspik. This explanation is not enough. It can't be the only reason over here. Why? Ki al pi zeh, according to this, this idea of learning the Yesoides HaTorah is comes before the rest of the learning of all the other halachas of Torah. It's not just regarding the first halachas, rather the entire halachas of Yesoides HaTorah. In the other three, the Rebbe points out that the reason why they're called Hilchis Yesoidei HaTorah, like the Rambam himself points out, because they have the whole foundation of the Torah, which we know that in general, that's why it is first in the Rambam, because these are the halachas of Yisoy the Torah, because those are the foundations of the Torah. Then the rest of the halachas, and the halachas that come afterwards. Nevertheless, says the Rebbe, Va'afal Pikei, Kishimefaret the Rambam Umavaris Hilchas Yisoy the Torah. When the Rambam goes into detail and explains the rest of the Yisoy de HaTorah, after the first halachas, Einai Madgish Bifnim HaSefer Kim Ba'Keteres, in other words, they're obviously included under the title of Yisoy de HaTorah in the Rambam. But the Rambam does not stress in the Sefer itself, except for Nevuah, where he writes that it's Yisoy de Hadas, that they are Yisoy de HaTorah in order that we should begin learning these halachas, even though they are equally important, and they are Yisoy de HaTorah. So therefore, seemingly, maybe the Rambam should write not just in the title of the section Yisoy de HaTorah, but to continue writing Yisoy de HaYisoydes regarding all the parts of Yisoy de HaTorah, if it's so important that we should know to learn it first. The Rebbe says the Rambam doesn't do that. In addition, the fact is, Tochazi Ma'amad Debar, look what people do. This is not the way people begin learning Torah. If you learn in Hilchas Talmud Torah of the Alter Rebbe, there's a whole different Seder, Hadvarim, regarding Limud HaTorah, and we don't start with the Halachas of Yisoy de HaTorah. So therefore, that can't be the practical halachic application of knowing that these halachas, the existence of the Eibishter, etc., is Yisoida, Yisoida, Zvamuda, Chochmas. We must be looking for a different practical application. Of course, it's part of our Amunah, but there's something deeper that the Rambam wants to be teaching us in practical halacha. In Ha'ara 6, the Rebbe points out something fascinating, and that is something that's important that we should all understand. And that is that there is a big discussion regarding, we know that in Hilchas Yisoy de HaTorah, the Rambam speaks about certain Ruchnis de Gedargis, etc., Maisa Merkava, other things, which he calls Pardes, the secret of the Torah. And the Rambam says, actually, that a person should not take a leisure tour in this Pardes only if you already ate meat and bread, which is learning halacha, nigla de Torah, only then should you delve into these mystical parts of the Torah. Now, is the Rambam telling us not to learn these halachas at all? Says the Rebbe, no, because the Rambam is starting the Sefer of Yad HaChazaka in order. And the Rambam specifically puts these halachas at the beginning, that these things have to be learned before we go further into other parts of Torah. And therefore it's shayach to everybody. What the Rambam is saying is that don't take a pleasure walk. Meaning, you have to know certain fundamental yediyos of Pnimiyas HaTorah, and then you have to know halacha. Once you know the yesoides, then you could come back to be mitayel bepardes. Then you could come back to take deep, lengthy walks, so to speak, in the garden, meaning to invest your moyach and koyach in the Kabbalistic parts of the Torah. But of course, the Rambam is not being shoyle what he himself writes in the Sefer Ayad, which is for every single person, Katan V'Gadol, to learn certain aspects of Pnimiyas HaTorah. So now we are left with a general question. What is the halachic ramifications of knowing that belief in the Eibishter is Yisoida, Yisoida, Zvamuda, Chochmas? And in Ois Beis, the Rebbe is going to be asking certain specific questions in the Loshen HaRambam, which we will be, Mirtz Hashem, going through in the upcoming shir.